Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. I have Dr. Joe Hickman in the studio with me today. He, among other things, throughout his life, has come to be known as the director of the choirs at UNCW. He's with the UNCW Department of Music, and he's going to tell us all about Brahms' German Requiem, Opus 45, a performance of which will be given this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Beckwith Recital Hall. And it's a wonderful rendition of the German Requiem. There'll be some great soloists, a couple of pianists, and the UNCW Combined Choirs. So first of all, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Now, this particular version of Brahms' German Requiem is the two-piano version. Tell us about that.
The composer actually started his composition of the Requiem as a memorial to his good friend and mentor, Robert Schumann, and eventually created this arrangement to give to Clara Schumann, his widow, after Schumann's death, and eventually, I believe, played it with her. Out of that has come this two-piano version that people are using sometimes for smaller performances of the German Requiem.
And do you say this is a smaller performance because you don't have an enormous choir that perhaps a symphony orchestra would have attached to it?
That's right. And we also don't have an enormous space to perform in.
So. Exactly. Now, talk about the two choirs that have been combined for this performance. These are both choirs that you work with regularly at UNCW.
Yes, the concert choir is a larger ensemble, the chamber choir, a smaller, more selective group, and they're joining forces for this performance. And it's been a remarkable sort of transition from the last concert in the fall semester. When we started this work, then the students began to visit each other's ensemble rehearsals because they were so smitten by this music.
So they want to be able to hear it again.
Yes.
And sing it again and have that just pouring through their bodies as they're singing. You also have some wonderful soloists. Would you tell us who will be part of the performance besides the UNCW combined choirs?
Well, my colleague Nancy King will be the soprano. And John Callison, whose father works down here, is coming in from New York and will join us for the performance as the baritone soloist.
He's a marvelous singer.
He certainly is, yes.
As is Nancy, of course, yes. And then your two pianists?
Elizabeth Loperich is joining Betsy Curtis, and we've been working now for about a week and a half as a trio, myself and the two pianists, working out the orchestra parts in this version for two pianos.
You were telling me, Joe, earlier that this is not church music. It wouldn't have necessarily been something played in a church. It's religious concert music. Can you explain that distinction and kind of walk us through what people will hear on Sunday?
Yes, it's not liturgical. It's certainly not a requiem mass, and it's actually not addressed to the deceased. It is addressed to the mourners. And Brahms wrote this piece when he was a rather young man, and as a result, in reaction to Schumann's death, also the death of his own mother. And he was dealing with that, and as a part of this, he gathered the libretto, the words, from many, many different places in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and Apocrypha, into a libretto that's really quite remarkable. The combination of texts within a movement allows him to do things, like the soprano soloist in the fifth movement represents his mother, and he and his mother are experiencing a conversation across the chasm of death. At the end, it's very touching as she says three times, "I'll see you again." And the German, there's actually an implied meaning, Wiedersehen is Auf Wiedersehen, until I see you again.
Ah.
And the choir is responding, yes, as the mother comforts. And it's really just a remarkable creation, but taken from completely different places in the Bible and brought together by the composer to help him wrestle with this loss that he had in his own life.
Exactly. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Dr. Joe Hickman. He works at UNCW as the director of choirs there, the concert choir and the chamber choir. Those two groups are coming together on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Beckwith Recital Hall in the Cultural Arts Building at UNCW. The 4 o'clock performance of Brahms' German Requiem Opus 45 will include the choirs, also soprano Nancy King, baritone John Callison, who I understand arrived yesterday, and I imagine is staying with his dad, Cleve Callison, who is our station manager, Elizabeth Loperitz and Betsy Curtis doing the two-piano version. So we've talked a bit about the libretto. Talk a bit about the music itself, Joe, and how the choirs are responding to it and about the power of music to touch us physically as well as emotionally.
This is a remarkable composition, I think, to hear, to sing, to play. I started the preparation in the fall, actually, after our last concert then, and immediately the students became so attached to the process of singing it that they started visiting each other's rehearsals. They've called me in for extra rehearsals. We had ice storms before and after. I was in Vienna for a week, and they wanted to come in on ice days, which I asked them not to because it wasn't safe. But we had a rehearsal on a Saturday, and I expected 5 or 6 singers and got 28.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it's been something that has – it's a piece that will change anyone who's connected to it or has experienced it. And I think the students sense that, and they want this to be – with a great determination, a fine performance, but also to stay on schedule and not postpone.
Yes.
And so we're performing when we said we were going to perform.
Wonderful. So they're going to be experiencing that transformation internally and externally and sharing it with the audience.
I think so.
Who I imagine could well be transformed by just hearing the concert and having those waves of music roll over them. Talk a little bit about with the music, you say the students have been so drawn to it, they just want to rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it. Is it challenging? Is it difficult music to sing?
It's extremely difficult to sing. It's in the spirit of and the scope of symphonic music, and a great deal of inspiration Brahms took from Beethoven, and Beethoven's music is also quite challenging to sing. And one of the really incredibly overwhelming things in the second movement, there is a concluding section that speaks about eternal joy, ewige Freude, and at the end of that, suddenly it becomes very soft. And what happens next is a quote from Beethoven's Missa Solemnis. And Beethoven's words there are, "and the life of the world to come." Brahms's words are, "ewige Freude," eternal joy. The quote then rises from a very low dynamic to a very high one, from low pitches to high pitches, and it is one of the most transforming bits of the piece that I can possibly imagine. We already mentioned the conversation between Brahms and his mother. And at the very end, I think probably the moral of the story, if you will, for the presentation of the text, that is, it says, "Yes, the spirit speaks that they rest from their labors, and their works follow after them," and that follows after itself several times, and it's a real catharsis for someone dealing with the anxiety over the death of a loved one.
Oh. The performance is Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Beckwith Recital Hall, the Cultural Arts Building at UNCW. The tickets, well, there's this new ticketing thing going on all around town where taxes get added in. So instead of $5 tickets, they're $5.35 for the general public, free to students with a current ID. The tickets are available at the box office at the Cultural Arts Center 1 hour before the performance. There is free parking right by the building. And if you'd like more information about this event, you can go to uncwmus@uncw.edu. Joe, I'd love to talk with you some more, but as you can see, our audience doesn't know this, but there's a light flashing in the studio right now, so it looks like we have another weather warning coming in, and I need to pay attention to that. Joe Hickman, our guest today, telling us all about Brahms' German Requiem. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and stay safe.
Yes, thank you. And don't go away, because I do want you to introduce this next little piece in just a moment. Let me see what this is. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch for Beaufort, Carteret, Craven, Dare, Duplin, Green, Hyde, Jones, Lenore, Martin, Onslow, that is in our listening area, Pamlico, Pitt, Terrell, and Washington counties, beginning at 12:15 and ending at 7:15 tonight. So this weather is moving throughout our area. We are under a tornado watch for the coastal waters 20 nautical miles out, right off our coast, and we also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect right now for Bladen County and Columbus County, and I think parts of Brunswick as well. So we'll keep you up to date on all of that here on WHQR. Now, Joe Hickman, I'm about to play this part of the German Requiem. Tell us about this. Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnungen?
Yes, this is sort of the oasis in the middle of the storm that is the Requiem, and it speaks about the dwelling places of the Lord. At the end, how joyful it will be to be there and have the opportunity to praise him forever.
Wonderful. Thank you.